You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, February 12th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Thank you, Morgan.
Good morning.
So I bet you didn't know this, but...
Probably not, because I don't know much.
Janet Jackson's 2004 Super Bowl halftime show with the wardrobe malfunction is the reason we have YouTube. It is. Three guys from PayPal invented it when they realized there wasn't anywhere you could see the footage. So they invented YouTube.
Did they give Janet Jackson a portion of the proceeds?
No, apparently not. This happened about a year after the scandal. These guys were in their 20s. They worked for PayPal. They got to talking about how hard it was to find the footage of Janet's nipple on the internet. And at the time, viral videos weren't even a thing. So
no, they weren't.
They came to realize there ought to be a place to preserve things so you could still see them even if you missed them the first time around.
So you can see that nipple over and over and over again.
Of course, it took almost a full year after that to blow up. After Saturday Night Live in December of 2005, the skit Lazy Sunday went viral. And that's pretty much the first thing that went viral on YouTube. So there you go, those three guys.
And the rest is history.
Could have been worse. They could have called it You Boob and not YouTube.
You know, when I do a shift.
Yeah.
I always look at birthdays.
Right, right.
And I don't know most of the people on the birthdays. Like the famous birthday list.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
YouTube star, YouTube star, YouTube star.
There's
YouTube
a lot of those.
Star, 19, yeah, 24, yeah. 22.
Yeah, yeah.
Funky names, and I don't know who these people are, and it's like, you know, I'm just looking for an older celebrity.
Okay, boomer.
Shut up.
Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, a young New York couple melted hearts on Good Morning America on Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh.
When Adam Diamond proposed to Priscilla Consolo as the weepy climax to a Backstreet Boys performance.
Oh, my God. Backstreet Boys.
But that special moment may have been slightly less warm and fuzzy as it seemed.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Because reality TV and things that happen on TV
aren't real.
According to this
was on Good Morning America.
The only thing you can trust is the internet.
I know, right? This was on Good Morning America, right?
Yes.
So... Who didn't vet this?
Well, it sounds like the vetting person may get a write-up. According to a source, the two have been engaged for over 2 years.
What? No.
Yeah.
They didn't catch that. ABC. Shame.
So the story goes that the pair also got some press last time they got engaged.
Last time? When was that?
I wonder if they'll go for a third.
All right. I think the cat's out of the bag now. I don't think that's going to work.
The first time
was
at a 2017 Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Brooklyn. So I guess they like publicity.
They like their publicity.
Now, this time around, the Backstreet Boys brought Priscilla, who'd been in the studio audience.
Oh, just on a whim.
Onto stage.
Well, just on a whim.
As they sang their ballad, I'll Never Break Your Heart.
Ay, ay, ay.
Revealing Adam, who dropped to one knee dramatically. Now, a source familiar with the situation told Page Six that, in fact, it was a real engagement because, quote...
Oh, come on.
Evidently, they broke up after the first engagement. So this was a second proposal of sorts. Now, apparently, that wasn't mentioned on GMA.
No, apparently not, because we wouldn't be talking about it today.
But we do know that Cheapskate Adam used the same engagement ring to pop the question Tuesday.
Yeah,
now,
but
Adam,
you know
that first ring didn't do you much good.
Right.
Maybe you might want to get some new juju. Just thinking.
I don't think that I would have had the huevos to do it twice in public, you know, on a very public stage, as a matter of fact, you know. And then
I'm sorry. If the Backstreet Boys were singing to me, I wouldn't say no.
Well, yeah.
I'd probably say yes to one of the Backstreet Boys instead.
You know, and I'm wondering if ABC, the producers at GMA, actually put out a tweet. Hey, tell us your great romantic story. It's Valentine's Week. Blah, blah.
And they may have actually told the story.
He may have, but it doesn't make good TV if it's like, oh, and this is the second time around, same chick.
Yeah,
that's a good story.
Key piece of information,
not a good
GMA.
Story. If you want to talk about hard-hitting journalism,
because that's details.
Look, hard-hitting journalism and Michael Strahan do not go together in the same sentence. Sorry about that. No.
Fluffy, fluffy. Hey, you may have heard that Pamela Anderson and super producer John Peters split after a 12-day marriage last month.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Kind of sounds like Rachel and Ross going to Vegas.
Yeah, right?
Well, theirs was longer than 12 days.
Yeah, though. Theirs was longer than 12 days because Ross never could file the divorce papers,
didn't
as
Britney
I recall.
Britney Spears get married in Vegas and had to get it
annulled? Yeah. She got married to a childhood sweetheart, eighth grade sweetheart.
That
on
might
a whim.
Be, that might be the one she should have stuck with.
Yeah, it might be.
All right, so John is sharing his side of the story after the breakup. John says Pam had actually proposed to him over text.
John.
And he accepted.
And John, seriously.
Even though he was engaged to someone else at the time.
What? Wait a minute. Wait.
Now,
whoa,
you know what?
Back up a
maybe
minute.
She could have proposed on Good Morning America with the Backstreet Boys.
Right? Pam Anderson proposes to John Peters over text. John Peters is engaged to someone else at the time,
yes.
And he accepts? John, whatever you get, you totally deserve, dude.
Probably
totally
so, because evidently he was double dipping.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised he admitted to that.
Like, now, he claims that Pamela only married him to pay off her debts.
Oh, really?
Because
that was quick, though.
He claims he paid off. You don't got to get married for someone to pay off your debts.
No, that's true. It's called sugar daddy.
That's right. So he claims he paid off over $200,000 of Pam's debts.
Wow.
Since she has... This is
you should marry John Peters.
Thing. I should. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
If you're looking for a redo in Vegas.
Right.
So...
Except you're married. That doesn't matter to him, though. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. In 12 days, who's going to catch
me? Who's going to catch
you? I can do it in 1.5 days.
You don't even have to get married, like you said. Just, you know, sugar daddy.
That's true. All right, so now he claims he paid off her debts since she has no way of making money.
Well, she doesn't.
Celebrity Rehab and Dancing with the Stars is always looking for...
I know, but she was on. Wasn't she on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know.
I think she was on both of those shows. She's running out of places to go.
Then go to Celebrity House.
She's
what
done.
About Bachelorette or something?
She's too
anyway,
old for the Bachelorette.
Pam's rep says these claims are not only entirely fabricated, they're ludicrous.
Yeah.
And how often do I get to use the word ludicrous?
I know. I love that word. Don't you?
Ludicrous. It just reminds me of Zoolander.
Oh, yeah.
John says, this is the thanks I get. There's no fool like an old fool.
Well, that's true, John, because you get what you deserve, dude. Come on.
I think
I want to hear about his jilted ex-fiance, who's now laughing.
Well, what he could do is he could call her creditors.
I know what he could do.
What?
He could propose to Halle Berry.
I don't think she has debt. I think the one who should have been after him is probably Tori Spelling.
Oh, there you go. I never thought about that one.
Yeah.
I'll have to give that some thought tonight. All right, listen.
Are you looking for a sugar daddy? No,
well, I'm always looking for a sugar daddy. What are you talking about? Have you met me? All right, that's it. We're out of here today. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.